The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, we are officially at the midway point in the season of the MLB season. So let's get right into the top 10 MLB power rankings here. Not a lot of changes. We still have same reigning number one that it was last week. But we do have a surging team that I think everybody needs to be on notice for, because they are a legit team. They are a team that knows how to win, but we will get there when we get there. So let's go ahead and start it off with this week's number one. Drop 10 MLB power ranking still remains the Baltimore Orioles. Overall record of 57-33. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Seattle Mariners and the Oakland A's. In a very shocking turn of events, though, man, the Oakland A's smashed them in the one game that they got, like 19-8 or something crazy like that. Yeah, they put up 19 runs on them. Looking at the scores and the stats and everything, I thought it was the opposite, and I'm getting ready to write down all the Orioles who scored, and I'm like, oh shit, some dude hit for the A's, who I don't even know who it is because he plays for the A's, hit like 3 home runs in one game. It was a pretty crazy game, but I mean, other than that, the Baltimore Orioles are pretty much ruling the league right now, offensively, defensively, and with the starting pitching and with their bullpen as well. Hell, right now they are leading. They're actually tied right now for the league lead with 464 runs. They're tied with the Yankees, of course. So, as I said, those two teams are going to be battling it out for their division till the bitter end. But right now, Baltimore's is more on the upside at this point in time. And they are right now beating good teams. They are really dominating in all ways, shapes, and forms. As a matter of fact, it kind of looks like their starting pitching is getting stronger as the season wears on. And offensively, there are zero issues that they have. It's just they have a really young squad. They are a really good team. And that's why they're still the number one team, at least in my power rankings this week. Then at number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 58-32. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games, and that's really why they're behind the Orioles. I mean, I kind of feel like, of course, the Phillies do have one more win right now than the Orioles, but I feel like the Orioles have been playing more consistent winning baseball and beating better teams, whereas the Phillies, you know, they did get a series win over the Chicago Cubs, but then they lost to their division rival, the Atlanta Braves. Who is the team that you might want to look out for as well, especially the Phillies, since they're a division rival? But I kind of feel like the Phillies got their division on lockdown. But like I said, they did lose to the Braves this week. But speaking of starting pitching, the Phillies starting pitching is just straight up dominant. Aaron Nola's got 10 wins on the season. Ranger Suarez has 10 wins on the season. And then Zach Wheeler has 9 wins on the season. And they just are, hell, they even got a new guy, Chris Sanchez, who's come out of nowhere. He started off the season kind of shaky, but now he's really starting to come into his own and just add yet another good, solid starting pitcher for this already deep rotation. And, you know, like I said, they don't have Harper and Schwarber. Last week, they were put on the injured list, but both of them are only on the 10-day injured list, so they should actually be back here pretty soon. But once those two are back, it's like this team is stacked from top to bottom. And I mean, even though they're on the quote downside of the season overall, the Phillies are one of the top teams, and I expect them to be one of the top teams throughout. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the New York Yankees. Overall record of 55-37. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games. This past week, they got swept by the Cincinnati Reds, and then lost a series to the Boston Red Sox. And really, the Yankees are not playing well right now, but the reason why they didn't really fall far down my list is because everybody else below them is pretty much struggling as well. They're all kind of in the same, like, 500 boat at this point in time. So I couldn't really drop them further than three because everybody else is playing about the same type of baseball as them. But the Yankees' starting pitching is just straight trash right now. They are looking so bad. There is not even one starting pitcher who has really had a good outing in a couple of weeks. And still, their main source of offense still is Aaron Judge, who is having a fantastic year, batting 308, 32 home runs, 83 RBI. So he's doing his thing, but the rest of the offense is gone very streaky as of right now. Now, like I said, they are tied with the Orioles for 464 runs for the MLB lead right now. So they don't have any issues scoring a lot of runs, but they've been having their issues lately. And like I said, they got swept by the Reds. And the Reds made it look pretty easy because I watched the entire series over the weekend, and it did not look close at all. And then even in the Boston Red Sox series, it was pretty much all Boston. Even in the win that the Yankees got, the Red Sox did give them a run for their money a bit there. But even though the Yankees are kind of on the downside of things right now, so are a lot of other teams below them. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 55-36. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Arizona Diamondbacks, but did win the series over the Milwaukee Brewers. And Shohei Ohtani, can't talk about the dude enough because he just seems to be getting better as the season rolls on, batting a .314 with 28 home runs and 65 RBI. So as long as they got him, they are going to have zero issues scoring any runs with the Dodgers. But the Dodgers are kind of in the same boat as the Yankees right now, where they're battling through some injuries, and it kind of feels like they're only getting some consistent play from one player here and there. But they're still solid teams, still really good teams, and that's why neither one of them really fell far in my power rankings, because they kind of are playing a similar level of baseball right now at this current point in time. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings, one of the hottest teams in the league, I think, right now is the Boston Red Sox, and they have an overall record of 49-40. They are 6-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Miami Marlins, actually swept them, and then took the series over the New York Yankees. And just the Red Sox have been a very, very consistent team. There's something about them where I look at them and I don't really view them as a legit championship contender. I kind of feel like they need to make some type of move to actually be a legit playoff contender. But overall, I kind of feel like the Red Sox are going to be just a team that hovers around, kind of fucks things up for the Orioles and the Yankees, maybe makes things a little bit more interesting as the season wears on. Potentially, definitely, I would say a wild card team, but they really are technically a wild card team. They are getting a lot of great offense from Rafael Devers, who's batting .293 with 21 home runs and 55 RBI. He leads the Red Sox in all of those categories. He also had a phenomenal series over the Yankees. I mean, he just was cranking them out of the park. I know he had two home runs for sure, but I think he actually had three home runs total for the weekend. He made some big defensive plays. And he just really showed up in every way over the weekend. Then they also have Duran, who is also having a fantastic season, batting a .276 with 10 home runs, 40 RBI. The starting pitching is really, it's basically like no name by committee for the most part, but they are getting it done and doing what they need to do. I don't know if they're going to be able to hang on for the entire season. But so far, the Red Sox have looked like a very solid team, and so they are slowly moving up in the ranks, but I don't know how serious we're going to be taking them as the season wears on. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Cleveland Guardians. Overall record of 56-32. This past week, they took the series over the Chicago White Sox and the San Francisco Giants. Stephen Kwan, he has now officially taken over the lead in the batting average so far this season, batting .364 with 9 home runs. And he's just pretty much been money every time he comes up to bat. And then, of course, Josh Naylor, he's been another huge source of offense, other than Jose Ramirez for the Guardians, but he's batting a .243 with 21 home runs and 66 RBI. I mean, it kind of feels like this is another guy. He comes right up the bat, and you got to watch out because he's known to crank him and yank him out of the park. The Guardians' starting pitching, very, very shaky, but they've still been able to maintain it, still been able to get through it, and hey, they're still one of the top teams in the league. I mean, 56-32, that's a damn good record, and that's nothing to scoff at. But, I mean, right now, looking pretty solid, and they've been a very steady team all season long. Then at number seven on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Milwaukee Brewers. Overall record of 53-38. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series with the Colorado Rockies and lost the series to the Dodgers. They are getting some great pitching this year from Colin Ray, who's got 8 wins on the season with a 3.34 ERA and 66 strikeouts. Also, Rhys Hoskins has been having a pretty solid season with 13 home runs and 43 RBI. The Brewers, they're a very, very streaky team. It kind of feels like every 2 weeks I'm talking about how they're down and they're up. But they are in a pretty weak division as well. So it's okay for them to be up and down. But, I mean, just overall, I kind of feel like that's going to catch up to them at some point. But right now they are down, and they did get smashed by the Dodgers over the weekend. So that did not go too well for them against the Dodgers. But hey, that tends to happen a lot for a lot of teams when they go up against the Dodgers. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Minnesota Twins. Overall record of 51-39. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Detroit Tigers and the Houston Astros, which is a tough win to get these days. Carlos Correa, he has been money for the last couple of months. As a matter of fact, he's batting a 305 with 11 home runs and 45 RBI. They're also getting a lot of offense from their catcher, Jeffers, who's got 14 home runs and 46 RBI on the season. And this is just another team. They are pretty streaky, but they do have a deep starting pitching rotation that's just known to be pretty good. It's just offensively they're up and down, and then the injuries as well that tends to be a problem for them. But Minnesota's been hanging on so far and getting wins over both the Tigers and the Astros. That says a lot. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, what I think is the team that everybody needs to watch out for, and that would be the Houston Astros. Overall record of 46-44, 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Toronto Blue Jays, but did lose to the Minnesota Twins. But this team is starting to get going in every way. You know, they started off the season cold, not looking good at all, had to battle through some injuries, especially to the starting pitching rotation. Overall, it's just been a very big struggle for the Houston Astros, which you're not really used to seeing over the years. I mean, they are just hovering above 500 right now at 46-44, but overall, they seem to be getting going. Right now, Jose Altuve is batting a 309 with 13 home runs and 41 RBI on the season. So this guy has not slowed down a bit, and he's had one of the most consistent seasons hitting-wise. So has Yordan Alvarez. He's having another solid year, batting a 298, 19 home runs and 50 RBI as well. But the problem, I said, with the Astros really is not only their starting pitching, it's their overall pitching, because their bullpen is terrible as well. Their bullpen has blown so many games for them this season. It's pretty terrible. But also at the same time, they were able to overcome that last year as well. And if there's a team that's able to overcome some bad pitching follies, it's definitely going to be the Astros, because they could get a lot of offense in a lot of different ways. But also defensively, they are a spectacular team. But with the starting pitching right now, they are actually getting some very solid pitching from two guys who just came out of nowhere. One of them being Ronel Blanco, who's got 8 wins on the year with a 2.53 ERA and 88 strikeouts. And then you also have Hunter Brown, who's got 6 wins on the season and 100 strikeouts. 4.48 ERA, which is kind of high, of course. But, I mean, overall, right now the Astros are starting to get going. And this is a team that I kind of feel like you don't want to see get going in the second half. As a matter of fact, the next team I'm going to talk about too, the Braves, I feel like is another team that you don't want to see get going in the second half, because both of these teams, not only do they have the playoff experience, but they also have a lot. They have depth in their rosters, and they've got great starting pitchers who are known to just pitch lights out. Just if you need them for one game in a playoff run, they are able to do it. Or also just somebody to hit the game-winning run, or just to make the big catch at the end of the game. Both of these teams are capable of doing it. And the Houston Astros, like I said, one of the hottest teams in the league right now. And we'll see what they've got for us the second half of the season. But don't be shocked if you see Houston riding high as the playoffs roll around. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, as I said, it's going to be the Atlanta Braves. Overall record of 49-39. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the San Francisco Giants, but took out their division rivals, the Philadelphia Phillies. As I said, it's been a struggle for the Braves, especially because they've been battling through injuries to some of their key players. But they've had a bunch of other guys step it up, and this team does know how to win, and they do have a lot of veteran and championship presence around them. Beginning with Chris Sale, who's been one of the top pitchers in the league, hands down, this year. He's got 11 wins, which leads the league, 2.71 ERA and 127 strikeouts. So that's just, he's just having one of the best years of his career. Then you also have Reynaldo Lopez, who's just come out of nowhere. He's got 7 wins with the 1.71 ERA and 93 strikeouts. And then, of course, Marcell Ozuna, he's been around for a while, and he's had his ups and downs, but this year he is pretty much the most consistent player that the Braves have had outside of Chris Sale this year. Right now, he's batting a .295 with 23 home runs and 72 RBI. So these last two teams at the bottom of the top 10, I kind of look at them and go, you don't really want them to get hot in the second half, because if they do, they know how to win. They know how to take care of business. And I would not be shocked to see either of them not only make the playoffs, but actually make a pretty deep run. But obviously, we've got a long ways to go there. But like I said, these are just two teams that I look at once the second half is starting here, and I'm like, they get going, we might be seeing them back in the World Series again. So who knows? But since we are at the midway point in the season, let's just see who is leading the league in certain categories right now. In home runs, of course, Aaron Judge leads the league at 32 home runs. He's pretty much led the way for this entire season so far. As I continue to say, he is well on track to possibly break his own home run record. So we'll see if we have that, if we have another home run race this year. But right behind him is Shohei Ohtani with 28 home runs. Then we've got Gunnar Henderson with 27 home runs. And then Marcell Ozuna and Jose Ramirez are both tied with 23 home runs. Then in the RBI category, Aaron Judge also leads that category with 83 RBI. Jose Ramirez has 76 RBI. Marcell Ozuna has 72 RBI. Alec Bohm of the Philadelphia Phillies has 70 RBI, who's just been having a phenomenal year as well. I mean, he's been a very consistent player for them, but as far as hitting goes, this has been one of his best seasons by far. And then rounding out the top five players leading in the RBI category is Josh Naylor with 66 RBI. And then as far as pitching goes, lowest ERAs in the league right now, we have Reynaldo Lopez. Just mentioned him with the Atlanta Braves. That starting pitcher, he's got 1.71 ERA right now, which is the lowest in the league. So, like I said, look out for the Braves. They find these guys out of nowhere, and then here he is leading the league with the lowest ERA. Right behind him is Seth Lugo of the Kansas City Royals with a 2.21 ERA. And right behind them is Corbin Burns with a 2.32 ERA. And then Tariq Skubal with a 2.37 ERA. And we're not hearing a lot about him because the Detroit Tigers, not a very good team this year. They're actually a pretty, I would call them a decent team. They're a team that's beaten, they're giving some teams a run for their money, but I doubt they're going to be a playoff-level team. But Tariq Skubal has actually been having one of the best seasons for a pitcher, hands down. He's actually, if you kind of look at the Cy Young race at this point in the season, he would be one of the top pitchers because he just leads pretty much in the majority of the pitching categories. And here he is at the top of the league with one of the lowest ERAs, and he has been up there pretty much all season with a 2.37. And then rounding out the top five in the lowest ERA category is Blanco, Ronel Blanco of the Houston Astros with a 2.53. So, like I said, look out for these Astros and these Braves, because they tend to pull these random guys that we've never heard of before, and all of a sudden they're just pitching out of their minds, and they just make a deep playoff run, and then all of a sudden this guy's making a run for the Cy Young or just making a name for himself in some way, shape, or form. And then also leading the league in strikeouts on the pitching side of things here, we have Garrett Crochet of the Chicago White Sox. Yeah, the Chicago White Sox are one of the worst teams in the league this year, so we haven't discussed them much. But Garrett Crochet is actually one of the top pitchers in the league this year, obviously, with 146 strikeouts. That says a lot about you. Potential to be traded by the trade deadline, which is coming up here. I mean, he's pitching lights out, and if anybody else gets him, congrats to them. If not, well, hey, then at least Chicago White Sox have something to cheer for this season. Then right behind him is Tyler Glasnow with 143 strikeouts. Dylan Cease has 138 strikeouts. Cole Reagans has 134 strikeouts. And then Tariq Skubal, there he is again, with 132 strikeouts. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you all on Friday.